An Idaho House committee has voted to change the years in which voters elect local and regional leaders. In Idaho, and in Washington for that matter, voters decide state and national races in even-numbered years and local races in odd-numbered years. That system shortchanges the local races, says Eagle Republican Representative Gayanne DeMordaunt. More than 80% of Idahoans voted in the general election in 2020, but a typical election in an odd-numbered year receives a small percentage of that.
The legislature needs to increase voter participation in local municipal races by making it, these elections more accessible, more information to the voters, and more engagement when we make these critical votes in our communities.
That means moving local races to even-numbered years, to the same ballots with the higher-profile races. Several people spoke in favor of the proposal, including Ty Palmer, a former council member in Meridian, a city of about 100,000 people. In his first race, he says, the election turnout was shockingly low.
I had 1,600 votes and the winner had 1,635. So it was 1,635 people made the decision on who was going to represent them for the next 4 years, spending a $100 million budget every year.
Boise's city attorney argued there are flaws with the proposal that could open the state to legal challenges. She says the transition to a new system would require current local office holders to serve a year longer or a year shorter. She says state law conflicts with that. The bill now moves to the House floor. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.